actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
All right, we're joined here by a very special guest, first time on the show, longtime listener, Noah Kate. Noah, how are you?
Doing really well. I appreciate you guys flying me out to New York City last weekend to watch Full Swing with you guys. Yep. Really enjoyed my time as well as the hospitality.
Of course. Yeah, no, we did want to make sure that before we got our review episode out that we could all be in one place. So we put it on the corporate card. You flew to LaGuardia, right? But then flew out of Newark.
Yes, flew to LaGuardia, and then we watched the first four episodes, I believe, Friday night, and then we were able to get the bar we were at to film the last four episodes Saturday during the day. That was awesome.
Yeah, Radagast was very generous in putting on Full Swing for us. We do appreciate that.
Added subtitles, too, so, you know.
Yeah, so we could, yeah, I know the band was pretty loud, so they were very nice to put on the closed captioning. You've seen all eight at this point. Favorite episode? I know the answer, but
favorite episode has to be the Joel Damon one, with a close second being the Koepka episode.
Now, I honestly thought you would reverse that order. So what's the reasoning?
I think like Joel Damon. I mean, I think I'm a good golfer, but I can shoot 75. I'm not going to do anything crazy. And I know it's on a much different scale, but it's a very similar mentality.
So now, for those who don't know, Noah was the captain of our college across our they thought you played across. That's right. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Story for a different time, a different show, but you were the captain of our college golf team. And Noah is one of the best golfers I've ever met. But he is
right back at you, Tom.
Appreciate that. You do get very Joel Damon-y. Yeah. You're just like, yeah. I suck.
Don't we all?
Yeah. No, though, that's kind of the thing.
Well, all of us.
But
the common man.
The common man, yes. But Joel Damon's like, he's a pro. A professional. Yeah. Yes. Your favorite episode?
My favorite? I think the Brooks one was my favorite. That was probably, yeah. I mean, it was just such a look inside the psyche of the man that we had never really seen before. And the triggered sweatshirt made all the difference. I really love that.
I think I'm gonna buy that sweatshirt on Barstool. I hate to give them any credit, but that sweatshirt just saying triggered is very funny. And the guy's triggered. The guy's been triggered for clearly 2 years.
Oh, clearly.
I'll pick a different one just to be fun. I really like the Tony Finau episode.
It was nice.
Mostly because he hit the cat daddy at one point, which, you know, that's important to me. And it was just nice to see him. It's nice to see a family man on tour.
That one was one of the ones we watched at Radagast, right?
Yeah, so we probably didn't get all the details we needed.
It was hard with the subtitles and then, like, the live band to our right. Kind of like two things at once. And you're also holding, you know,
a Stein.
70-ounce beer. Yeah.
But I really enjoyed overall that episode. Just overall the series. Thought it went well.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to get any new golf fans. I have had a few people tune in this week, because we were going on dates and I wanted to make sure we had talking points. I'm like, hey, make sure you watch this show so that I can talk with something about you. And they've said good things, but you know, maybe if there was no interest, they probably wouldn't ever watch it. So the new fan is not going to be drawn in. I don't think. I think the casual fan is going to get more out of their golf experience. But you know, now we know what a cut line is.
Yep. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the emphasis on, you know, teaching the common man about the cut line.
The third episode, I was starting to kind of understand how a weekend cut works.
And that you don't get paid if you don't make the cut.
You do not get paid.
Yeah. Okay, no money.
About half the guys, I guess, don't get paid when they show up.
About half the field. Yeah.
It's actually almost they try and get exactly half, but I guess sometimes with ties, They can't do that. But then the fourth episode really solidified it for me. Yeah. I really figured it
yeah.
out.
Yeah. And it was nice that they mentioned it each episode because, yeah. you know, they mentioned it once, maybe it doesn't stick. They mentioned it, you know, 15 times. That'll stick.
No, well, honestly, I wish they had mentioned it once in the second half of the series. Because if we're watching an episode at Radagast, we're going to miss that point. You know, we wouldn't have gotten that.
You're right.
So maybe they should have told.
Yeah. Right. Neil, thoughts on the cut?
I mean, I'm still not 100% clear on what it is based on, you know, this.
All right. Thing. This bit has run its course. commercial. We will talk about things we wish we got out of the show. Things we want to see next. All right. We're back from commercial. For one thing, I would have liked to see more of the Open Championship. There was one episode that we got it, and it was an insane tournament. The U.S. Open got more, and the U.S. Open was good this year, but not great. I would have loved more Open coverage. That's
Southern Hills got a lot of love.
Southern Hills got a weird amount of love.
For being mid.
Yeah, for being a very mid. I mean, the final day was crazy, but overall I was not in love with Southern Hills.
The course is mid.
Yeah. No, have you played?
Yeah, I played during COVID. I got a really good COVID deal during like, oh, fuck, sorry.
Okay, man. That one missed. I could have done without the Mito Pereira episode. I didn't care one bit about him.
No.
Tough timing that he went to live about 8 days before they released the season, but I didn't care for him. Anything else?
No. I would have done an entire episode on the wives and the girlfriends and the nightlife. I mean, that's something that we didn't really learn about, like, a lot of time on the course, but I want to see other stuff.
Yeah, no, we honestly did not get much stuff outside of golf. We got like family stuff, but we did not get, we don't know how these guys spend their days.
Like the thing.
Yeah. Or like,
it's nice to learn about them.
It was nice. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see what type of bender you go on after you win $2.5 million sure. in 4 days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, like that's what bummed me out about like the Sahith and Mito episode was I came away. I liked Joaquin more and I liked Sahith and his family more, but I did not care any more at all about Mito.
And the episode was focused on Mito.
And most of the episode was about Mito.
Yeah.
So that was very disappointing.
I could have done more. Oh my God, I lost my train of thought here. Who was I going to say?
There was not a lot of Johnny Rahm either.
No John Rahm. He probably doesn't want to do it.
You think?
I feel like if a guy wasn't in this, it was because he said, please don't, you know, do as much as I can. I thought it was interesting how they showed every high-level tour pro shooting basketball, like shooting hoops.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Colin had a decent form. He had
Colin
decent
could shoot. DJ could play. No, as a former high school basketball player, how would you rate these guys? What's the jump shot?
Thanks for acknowledging that. Yeah, absolutely. I actually played a little bit today. Right. They all had good jumpers. I mean, I think DJ is a natural athlete, maybe the best athlete in golf. Can't say on the tour anymore because he's not, but you know, DJ is a natural.
Yeah. Noah, what was the best intramural basketball game you ever put up? Was your intramural basketball career better or your college golf career?
If I had to be honest, I would say senior year, it was definitely intramural basketball.
Absolutely.
I just felt more like myself out there, but I really enjoyed my team and I enjoyed my experience with you on the team as well.
Thank you. I was on both teams. So which one are you referring to?
More so golf because, you know, we made a lot of memories on and, you know, way more off, but, you know, I enjoyed those bus rides with you.
All right. And last question, Noah, before I let you go, how many points did you have in high school and who is your favorite athlete to ever score 1,000 points in Massachusetts high school basketball?
Whoa.
I'll start with favorite athlete. forget the name, but you play on the South Shore.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. South Shore. It might've been like Scituate or Cohasset. Not sure. But definitely one of my favorite 1,000-point scorers, and then how many points did I have? Not enough.
Not enough. Amen. You wouldn't be sitting here if you did. That's what they say.
Nope. I'd be in Europe.
We appreciate your time. Noah is trying to go play pro in Europe. That's cool.
Nice.
We appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great Tuesday. And, you know, sell some stuff, you know?
Absolutely. Right back at you guys. And like I said earlier in the pod, appreciate the hospitality, and I appreciate you guys flying me out, and as well as flying me home. Meant a lot. Enjoyed watching with you guys.
Come around, round, wanna hit the top, top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop? When I play my game, and then I make my mama proud. Woo. Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far. Then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the ooh, the lolly, lolly. Treat, treat. I want my birthdays all day long, let the bogeys go. It's a hey. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Hey. You wanna play with the pros now? Hey. You gotta hit it in the hole now? Hey. You wanna reach that top, yeah? Hey. You gotta give it all.